This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Tompkins Cortland Community College Baseball has a new head coach. It's a familiar face, though, if you've been following the program for the last 8 years or so. And that's Billy Crow, who is the new head coach of the Panthers baseball team. And Billy, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the time. Take me through it. Where were you? How you found out that you were the new head coach of the program?
Well, first, Nick, thank you for having me on the show, and I'd like to thank all the people that have been following the program. But, you know, I've been loyal to the program for many years, and I had just recently moved away, and when I found out one of my close friends, Ryan, took a job at Wells, I had to give myself a shot at the program head coach, and, you know, I'm blessed to have this opportunity.
Well, obviously you've had major mark with this program over the last few seasons as an assistant coach, also as a player. But now that you are the head coach, does it feel like you have big shoes to fill after what Ryan and Pat Carroll both brought to the program for so many years?
Absolutely. Big shoes to fill, absolutely. You know, those are two great coaches. I played for Pat Carroll, and, you know, he started building the foundation from the ground up because it was a brand new program. And you know, I played for Ryan in Pro Bowl, and then I've coached with him for the last 5 years, and he's not only one of my best friends, you know, I'd like to call him my brother, but, you know, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. So I have big shoes to fill, but I have the utmost confidence that, you know, learning underneath both of those guys, I'll be able to keep building this foundation up.
You mentioned that when you found out Ryan was recently hired at Wells College to take over the baseball program there. Take me through the timeline of when you found out, when you decided to go after this position as the head coach, and when you finally found out from athletic director Mick McDaniel.
Well, I found out, I'd say, about two and a half weeks ago from Coach Stevens, Ryan Stevens, that, you know, he was going to be moving over to Wells. And at the time, I was in Rochester, so, you know, he let me know they might be reaching out and wanting me to possibly jump on the opportunity to become the head coach. And obviously, you know, that didn't leave me a lot of time to kind of try to make the stars align. You know, I just moved there. I own a house out there with my girlfriend. You know, I've been building a, you know, little gig out there, coaching high school programs and things like that, working with Valley. So, you know, I didn't have a lot of time, so, you know, it was about 2 weeks in, I got a full-time job. I found a full-time job around here in Cortland and Ithaca area to work at, and I found a place to live. So it was about Thursday last week that, you know, I notified Mick that, you know, I'd be able to 100% take the job and applied and everything. And Friday morning last week, he gave me a ring and said, hey, the job's yours. We'd like you to be on campus, and we'd like you to have practice today. And sure enough, I hopped in the car, and here I am.
That's awesome. Billy Crow, head coach of Tompkins Cortland Community College Baseball, our guest here on BTL. You know, not many people get the chance to coach at a place that they did spend some of their playing time at. What has drawn you back to Tompkins Cortland?
Well, one of the most important things, obviously, is, you know, I think the word loyalty is, you know, one of the biggest things I preach, not only to kids and athletes, but, you know, family, you know, because you don't find, you know, so many people around that are very, very loyal anymore. So I'm loyal to this program. I'm loyal to the kids that are here. So that's one of the main reasons I came back. And like you said, you know, it's not very often you get to coach at a program you played at. You know, I was a part of the first team ever at this school that went to regionals. I coached the second team that went to regionals. And, you know, I'd like to continue building this foundation in, for many years and bring many more teams to the regionals, if not even further.
You've obviously had a chance to learn a bit from Ryan. You've had a chance to learn a bit from Pat, and you played a few seasons at Virginia Wesleyan as well under Nick Booth. What is one thing that you've taken away from their coaching style or philosophy? Something that has maybe stuck with you through and through over the last almost decade or so?
You know, the most important, there's two things. The most important things that I've learned through all of these guys is obviously hard work and consistency. And guess what? You can't veer off the path. You have to continue working hard. You have to keep your eyes on the prize and be persistent and relentless in your preparation. And, you know, those are things you have to do as a coach, and those are things I'd like to teach these kids, you know, so not only that they can be exceptional athletes, but exceptional adults, and that they can be productive in society after they're done with college.
Billy Crow, head coach of the Tompkins Cortland Community College baseball team, our guest here on BTL. As you kind of alluded to a little while ago, you basically started right up immediately. What is the offseason looking like for you in preparation for your first season as head coach?
It was definitely a rush. You know, hit the ground running, I guess, is the best way to say it. You know, but there's a great foundation here. Ryan, you know, and I had got some great returners coming back, and there's a great freshman class. You know, so there's a lot of talent up on this field, and things are going very, very smooth thus far. The kids have responded well. They've been working very hard. I think today is going to be our sixth practice. We're actually inter-squatting today for the second time. Things are going very, very well. We've got a lot, you know, we've got some live arms. We've got some great position players and a lot of kids that can swing the bat. And now it's just getting them to mesh and become a family. And, you know, if they can do that, we're going to have some success this spring.
Last season was obviously pretty strong, 19-16 overall, 12-6 record in conference, so close to clinching a spot in the playoffs. And you've got a lot of guys returning for next season, as you kind of mentioned. What's going to be your approach in order to try and get this team back into the postseason?
You know, it's one thing that Ryan and I have always preached to these kids. You know, obviously pitching and defense is what's going to win you championships. You can manufacture runs. So, you know, we're going to get these kids on a regiment, the pitching staff, and we're going to get them, you know, to the point to where we're throwing strikes, we're attacking the zone, and our defense is going to be, you know, relentless out on that field. And, you know, if they continue to work their tails off like they have been, absolutely no doubt in my mind that this team is going to make a run at regionals, if not a conference title as well.
Obviously, it's still very early on in fall ball here, but I'm sure there are a couple of new faces that have maybe impressed you. Anybody in particular who's really stood out so far?
You know, unfortunately, we have some kids that still haven't, you know, gone through the physical process because of how quick things happened. And, you know, they didn't know if there was going to be a coach or some out-of-state kids that missed the sign or when they came in the building didn't see it. But, you know, we've got 25 kids right now on the field. There's still three that we're waiting on, but Caleb Thompson has looked very well. He's a live arm. Luke Off has done a great job. You know, he's a catcher utility player, so he's looking very solid. You know, and James Shortino, shortstop from Rochester, has also impressed me very much. The kid actually has played fantastic at shortstop, has great glove action, and has some pop in the stick.
What's that like, being able to bring in guys who are maybe right in our own backyard, whether it's in Tompkins County, Cortland County, very close, and some places that are just a little bit beyond the Finger Lakes as well, because New York State isn't sometimes necessarily considered a super huge hub for baseball, but when it comes to playing at this level or even the D3 level, it seems like there's a pretty high talent pool.
Absolutely, definitely a high talent pool, especially right around this area. And, you know, that's one of the most important things for building this program and continue building this program, because over the past couple of years and over the last 10 years, a lot of the talent that's on this campus is local. You know, whether it's 5 minutes away, 30 minutes away, or an hour away, you know, that's what we shoot for. We want to bring as many local kids as we can because they're blue collar, they're going to work hard, they're familiar with the area, they're close to their families. And it's just a beautiful scene when you can get those kids on campus and you can mesh them because it becomes a family. And I'd like to reiterate on, you know, this local talent is very, very good on this campus.
Billy Crow, head coach of Tompkins Cortland Community College Baseball, our guest here on BTL. Before we let you run, I'm curious what your goals will be for this upcoming season.
So my goals, you know, I like to set my standards high and our goals high, just like Coach Stevens and Coach Pat Carroll before. You know, we want to win a conference title and we want to make a run at regionals and be one of the top seed in regionals, and after that make a run at the World Series. You know, obviously it's day by day and step by step. You know, we're going to take it game by game. You know, first we're shooting for a conference title, and, you know, then we're trying to make a run at regionals. And you know how that goes. If you can get into playoffs, it's who's the hottest and it's who's playing the best baseball that makes it.
Hey Billy, congratulations on the promotion and the new gig. Thanks so much for stopping by BTL, and we'll be chatting with you soon. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Nick. I appreciate you having me on the show. You have a great day and a nice weekend.